This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers are considering a statewide ban on the sale of flavored tobacco and nicotine products. Health experts have warned about the ill effects of vaping, which they say is pervasive with teens. But owners of vape shops like James Howard told a House committee the change would close down businesses.
Banning flavored nicotine vapor doesn't magically make it go away. All it does is shutter small businesses and create a black market that gives no regard to who its clients are.
The bill passed in a House committee on a party line vote, but it was severely watered down by exempting vape shops from the flavor ban. Some of the underground train cars at Denver International Airport are wearing out, but an order for new ones is behind schedule. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
16 of the train cars that ferry passengers between the airport's Great Hall and the concourses are 29 years old. They've run more than 1.4 million miles. The airport placed an order a few years ago for 26 new cars that were supposed to arrive this year. But officials say supply chain issues have pushed back delivery to next year. So the airport is patching up the old ones to keep people moving until then. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Veterans who served in the global war on terror and the families of those who were lost in it have been working to get a memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and their dream is close to becoming a reality.
The importance of this monument being constructed is that all Americans realize and remember what we've asked these young men and women to do for the last 20 years.
Find that story at CPR.org.